heroic mathematical enterprise that could lay bare the fundamentals of the cosmos. The group of symmetries of this strange geometry called E8 is one of the most intriguing structures that nature has left for the mathematician to play with. Most of the time, mathematical objects fit into nice patterns that we can order and classify. But this one just sits there like a huge Everest. What makes this group of symmetries so exciting is that nature also seems to have embedded it at the heart of many bits of physics. One interpretation of why we have such a quirky list of fundamental particles is because they all result from different facets of the strange symmetries of E8. I find it rather extraordinary that of all the symmetries that mathematicians have discovered, it is this exotic exceptional object that nature has used to build the fabric of the universe. The symmetries are so intricate and complex that today's announcement of the complete mapping of E8 is a significant moment in our exploration of symmetry. This is an impressive achievement. While mathematicians have known for a long time about the beauty and the uniqueness of E8, we physicists have come to appreciate its exceptional role only more recently, yet, in our attempts to unify gravity with the other fundamental forces into a consistent theory of quantum gravity, we now encounter it at almost every corner, referring to efforts to combine the theory of the very big general relativity with the very small quantum mechanics. Thus, understanding the inner workings of E8 is not only a great advance for pure mathematics, but may also help physicists in their quest for a unified theory. It's our universe.